Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Robbie Motter, the host of Diva Strategies for Success, where each week I bring you a dynamic guest that shares some fabulous knowledge with you that you can learn great tips from, and many times there are things that you can implement in your own life and business and move your business forward and your personal life forward. Today my guest is Dana Wild. She's a speaker, author, and brain tuner. She's a radio host and the founder of The Mind Aware, a company providing trainings and support for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and independent professionals who want to build their businesses quickly. She's the creator of Train Your Brain, a unique and highly successful training method designed to help entrepreneurs fast-track their success through proven mental strategies. In her direct sales business, Train Your Brain's technique propelled her to record-breaking status from zero to over $1 million in sales in just 19 months. And she has now replicated that success at the Mind Aware. At the heart of Train Your Brain is the concept of intentional action. Get your mindset right first and take action, or as Dana likes to say, think before you act. She's delighted and guided thousands with her presentations of Train Your Brain at conventions, seminars, and workshops, quickly establishing herself as a growing force in both the network marketing and personal development playing fields. Teaching this combination of positive mindset and aligned action has allowed Dana to help other entrepreneurs achieve their business dreams and in record time. Known for her unbound energy, bottomless curiosity to learn, and fearless optimism, when Dana is not busy unraveling the mysteries of the brain and helping others to build million-dollar businesses, she's passionate about helping animals, playing baritone ukulele, practicing kundalini yoga, and is a raw food wannabe who just can't shake nachos. For more information about Train Your Brain, The Mind Aware, or Dana Wild, please visit her website at www.danawild.com, and it's Dana, DanaWilde.com. Welcome, Dana. I'm so happy to have you on my show today.
Hi, thanks for having me, Robbie. Great to be here.
Tell us how you came to apply brain training to grow your business.
Well, when I first learned about the brain, it was, quite a while ago now, 30 years ago, I was working in a corporation in one of these little cubicle jobs, and the company, bless their hearts, gave us this fantastic training on how the brain works. It was 40 hours of intensive training, you know, exactly how the brain works to create your outcomes. And once I learned that, I went, wow, this is so great. You mean I can pretty much do whatever I want now that I know how my brain works? And so I immediately quit the cubicle job, and I went on what would be known as my great adventure. You know, I lived overseas for a long time. I worked in film and video, won Telly Awards. I was a published author at age 23. I did all of these, you know, adventures. And then I found myself back in the United States, and I happened into a direct sales business. This is like one of these kind of party plan businesses that a lot of people are familiar with. You go to an in-home party, you know, they're selling a product. I thought, I could do this, and, you know, it would be a great entry point into the entrepreneurial world in the United States, because I, at that point, was working in the film and video industry as a writer. And so I thought, I'm going to just try this. Well, I got into it, and I realized that everybody was teaching how to as the method to success. So it was, you know, how to network, how to pick up the phone, all of these types of methods that, you know, relied on action, taking action, working harder, work longer hours, you know, and all of these kind of myths about building businesses, like, oh, you're going to lose money for the first 3 years and all of this stuff. Well, I realized at that point nobody was training how to use your brain more effectively for success. So I wrote Train Your Brain, and I taught it to my team members, you know, because part of the direct sales industry, it has to do with building a team and, you know, talking to people about your business opportunity. And my team went from zero to $1 million in sales each and every year. We did that within a 19-month period. And it was just unheard of to grow from zero to a million in that fast. We shattered the company record, and, you know, it still stands today, as a matter of fact. And so after I built that business, you know, and continued to grow that business, at some point I kind of knew there was a new adventure for me. So I sold that business. I took some time off, and that's when I realized the demand for Train Your Brain, because everybody was contacting me wanting more information on Train Your Brain. So at that point, I founded the Mind Aware, and now we teach other people how to do the same thing we did, how to use your brain more effectively for success so that you can grow your business quickly, which is what, you know, is the name of the game,
yeah,
right?
I see that you've done training for a lot of companies like Avon, Sensei, Sapata, a lot of those like that.
Yeah, we started out mainly with a lot of direct sales companies because we like to cater to, you know, home businesses, women entrepreneurs. But really what's happened now with the advent of our radio show and that type of thing is we're really catering to a much wider audience now, because really anybody can use this material to train your brain. So it's not only about expanding out to, you know, real estate agents, nail customers, insurance agents and massage therapists, anybody who's doing any kind of a home business, you know, internet providers and so on. But what surprised us, what we didn't expect, is people are using this material to lose weight and improve their relationships and become better parents and all of this type of thing. It really kind of shocked us how many people are using it in all areas of their lives.
Your book, Train the Brain, explains how our brains shape our lives because of beliefs stored in the unconscious mind. How does that work?
Well, if you think about it, all of us come into this world, you know, clean slates, right? We're little babies, and we learn all about the world around us from the people around us, our environment, our culture, and we learn how to do things. You know, we learn how to pick up objects and how to stand and take those first steps. And if you look at a child taking their first steps, you know, look at their face and you can see that it's taking 100% of that child's conscious attention, conscious mind, conscious focus to take those first steps, stand upright and walk across a room. And, you know, it's think about how complicated these things are, like picking up an object, you know, all the things you have to navigate, your fingers in space and the weight of the object and the pressure. I mean, it's very complicated. So as we're first learning these things, we use our conscious mind to really focus and learn how to do those things. But over time, we practice those tasks over and over and over and over again, so much so that we turn it over to our unconscious mind, and we don't even have to think about it. So now, most of us, if we stand up and walk across a room, we don't have to think about it, so to speak, and that's because our unconscious mind is taking care of it for us. So the thing is, we don't just do it with things like walking across a room to give objects. Most of us have practiced ideas about ourselves over and over and over again, so that we have turned those ideas and stored them into our unconscious mind as beliefs. So while many of our tasks, like walking across the room and brushing our teeth and combing our hair and showering, are done unconsciously, so are many of our beliefs about ourselves. Things like, I'm a chocoholic, I'm no good at art, I'm a great swimmer, I hate broccoli, I'm shy in crowds, I'm a procrastinator, I'm not a morning person. I mean, all of these things that we quote-unquote know about ourselves, we just know them unconsciously. We've stored it. It's almost like it's a fact in our unconscious mind. So brain scientists estimate that we are walking around during our day unconsciously about 95 to 99% of the day. We're operating on automatic pilot. We're operating unconsciously without thinking about it.
Wow. Do you think people sabotage themselves?
Well, it's a real popular word now, right, the word sabotage, and you see just a ton of marketing around that. Everybody is talking about you sabotage yourself. You know, you've got stuff, these beliefs stored in your unconscious mind. They're hidden, and they're going to jump out. It's almost like brain as mugger, you know. There's like it's sitting behind a tree just waiting to jump out and sabotage you and knock you down. But the reality is your brain is your best friend. Your brain is working perfectly all the time on your behalf. It's doing everything it can to support you and support your beliefs that are stored. It's doing nothing but waiting at attention for your next command. And so, really, I don't buy into that whole kind of concept of that we're sabotaging ourselves. I really would like people to know that your brain is your best friend. You just really have to know how to use it.
Yeah, that's true. And like you said in your book and what you said recently, that some experts estimate that up to 95% of our day is spent acting unconsciously. So what role does emotion play in all of this?
Well, when you have a strong emotion around a thought that you're thinking or around a situation in your life, and it can be a negative emotion or a positive emotion, either way, emotion is like glue. And so if thoughts are the building blocks that help us create these beliefs in our unconscious mind, if thoughts, the way we think, you know, are the ideas that kind of create these ideas we have about ourselves, these beliefs we have about ourselves, then emotion is the glue. So if you think about it, a child who's been bitten by a dog and has a really strong negative emotion is going to have a much different belief system about dogs and maybe even about animals in general than a child who hasn't had that experience or who's only had loving experiences. And so when we know this about the brain, when we know that when you can get your mojo going, you can get your emotions going, it becomes much easier to affect your outcomes in your life because we can use emotion as a tool to support us in that. And one of the real basic sentiments to train your brain is such an important part of train your brain. And this is really the secret sauce in building your business quickly. We like to call it intentional action. Intentional action means feel good first, then take action. So get yourself feeling really good, and then anything you do, when you start taking action in your business, it's going to be successful.
Oh, I like that. So if we want to change our beliefs, what are our choices?
Well, there are three basic methods for changing your beliefs in your unconscious mind. So, and we have this thing, we call it the cycle of perpetual sameness, you know, and so really what it means is you have an unconscious idea stored in, you know, you've got a belief stored in your unconscious mind. Then there's a little matchmaker in your head that is matching up that belief to the outside world. So you're having situations happen in your outside world that match that belief. Then usually what happens when we have some situation, most of us, we have a lot of self-talk about it. So to give you an example on this cycle of perpetual sameness, let's say, and we actually worked with someone like this. He was a gentleman. He was very, very shy, and he had this, you know, belief his whole life about being extremely shy. Well, he would go out into the world to try to, he was a filmmaker, right? So he's going out in the world and he's trying to talk to people about his projects. He'd walk into a networking event and he would just freeze up. He didn't have to think about it, you know, didn't have to give it a thought, and his brain was matching up sweaty palms for him, a faster heartbeat, shallow breathing. He had a challenge putting a sentence together. All of this just happened automatically without even thinking about it. His unconscious mind, his little matchmaker just matched that up. Well, Unfortunately, when you leave a situation like that or you have a negative outcome like he was having, he would leave these situations and he'd have this really negative self-talk. And he would say things to himself like, oh, I'm so stupid and I can't believe it. I clammed up again and nobody was going to want to work with me, and I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to work with me either because I'm so shy, I can't even talk to people about the project, and on and on and on, he would beat himself up. And so he'd use his conscious mind to repeat these negative thoughts to himself. He'd work up a bunch of emotion, like we just talked about, and it would store that in his unconscious mind like glue and remind him, you know, that belief that, yes, you're shy, you can't talk to people. So round and round it goes. From unconscious mind, he'd act in the world, he'd talk negatively about himself, he'd store it back in the unconscious mind, it would match up in the world and round and round. So when it comes time to getting off of that cycle of perpetual sameness, the three stops you've got, stop number one, you can change it right in the unconscious mind. You can go in, see a hypnotherapist, you know, do some kind of self-hypnosis or something to go straight into your unconscious mind and change that belief. All right? Stop number two, you can change it in the outside world. You can, and I like to say, you can force yourself to behave differently. This is the method that most people use from January 1st until January 4th of every year. They try to go out and force themselves to act differently, you know, and not a very successful method. Then the third method, the third exit off of that cycle of perpetual sameness is with the conscious mind. Stop beating yourself up. Stop thinking the negative thoughts and talking about the negative situations that keep reinforcing those situations in your unconscious mind. Instead, turn it around. So the reality is the things that happen to us really aren't that bad. But what's really bad is that we, after we have a bad experience or we act in a way that we're not happy with, it's the thousand times we beat ourselves up to talk about it over and over and over again that does the real damage.
That's true. What is a mantra? And can you give us some good examples of a good mantra?
Yes. Oh, we love mantras. You know, on the Mind Aware Facebook page, we post new ideas for mantras. Every day we post a mantra of the day because there's so many that you can do. And in its purest form, a mantra is a short, positive phrase that you can say over and over and over throughout the day to occupy your mind and affect positive change. So, and if you want to use we like to talk about perfect language, using a perfect language mantra. They're very similar to old school affirmations, which are different than some of the other train your brain techniques. But a perfect language mantra is something like, I'm abundant, or money is flowing to me, or money is flowing to me now, or I'm a money magnet, everything's going my way. All of these kind of short positive phrases that evoke positive emotion and make us feel good. So contrary to popular belief, the brain can only think one thought at a time. And so if I am loading the dishwasher and thinking some kind of mundane thought like my grocery list or worse, maybe thinking some negative thought like with fear or worry or something like that, it's a much better use of my brain to go, oh, here it is. This is an opportunity where I could be doing a mantra. So I'm going to sit instead and I'm going to try to, you know, say some mantras that evoke some positive emotion. And so we love mantras because it's just a great, easy way that everybody, if you do nothing else after hearing this call, just take some mantra like everything's going my way, which is one of my favorites, and just start saying it 50 to 100 times a day, and just watch how it makes you feel better the more you say it.
Wow, that's powerful. Most people feel like they are lying to themselves when they are saying affirmations. And so you have an adaption to the mantras you call transitory statements. Can you tell us about transitory statements?
Yeah, that's great. That's a great question. Thank you for bringing that up because it's perfect timing since we were talking about our shy guy, right? So here's our shy filmmaker, and, you know, he goes to an event, and he has a bad experience, and he's thinking, I'm never going to get my project made. So if I would say to him, well, just start saying a mantra like, I'm an extrovert, you know, that's just almost laughable, right? Like, he's going to say, that's crazy. You know, I've been a shy my whole life. I'm never going to be able to do that kind of that's why we distinguish a perfect language mantra. He's not going to walk around. It reminds me, I don't know if you remember Saturday Night Live, that character, Stuart Smalley, he would walk around and he'd be like, I'm good enough. I'm good enough. I'm strong enough. And by golly, doggone it, people like me, right? So we always want people, the most important part of a mantra or a, you know, affecting change is that you feel good. I just can't say it enough times. The positive emotion is the sign that everything is working and you feel good. But if you feel like you're lying to yourself, it's not going to work. So if you say things like, I'm an extrovert, it's just not going to work. So what we did for him, we have a lot of different methods in the book of how to use transitory statements. But the easiest one, and I can tell everybody this one right now so that you can start using this immediately, what you do is you use the powerful word but. The word but is one of the most powerful words in the English language in that it negates everything that comes before it. So what our filmmaker did is he started saying things like, I'm shy, but people like my style. I'm shy, but I'm meeting just the right people for my project. I'm shy, but things are working out. I'm shy, but people are approaching me. I'm shy, but everything's going my way, right? I'm shy, but I'm meeting exactly who I need at the right time. So when he said that word, but, it negated being shy as a problem. And what gets cemented in the unconscious mind is this part that comes after. Everything's going my way. You know, I'm meeting just the right people. Things are working out for me. People are approaching me. All of this great stuff. And so when you start to get a positive emotion going like that, then those issues that you think are issues no longer are stoppers. And you can fill in the blank here with any problems that you might have. Are you a procrastinator? Do you not want to pick up the phone? Any issue that you feel is a stopper or a problem in your life or your business, you just put a transitory statement in, and you can create an effective mantra that will affect change in your life and still be believable.
So give me an example of this one, because I hear this a lot from people where they hate to ask for money. So what would a mantra and a transitory statement be for something like that?
Yeah, that's a great one. So you're talking about somebody who is starting a business, but they have trouble marketing themselves?
Right, right.
Okay, so there's all sorts of angles we could go, but we'll use just the word but, just that transitory statement. And so it would sound something like this. You know, I've always had trouble marketing myself, but people are approaching me. I hate asking people for money, but my business is still booming. I have trouble asking people for money too, but I'm still growing every year, but my income is getting better, but things are going my way, but I'm getting new customers all the time. So you can state the problem, any problem you want there, and fill in any one of those buts or all of them. You know, I've never been good at marketing my business, but it doesn't seem to matter. I'm growing anyway. Right? So really,
right.
It's so easy to implement it, because really all you're doing is you're stating the truth as you know it. The truth as I know it is, I can't pick up the phone, but people are calling me. Right? So you say
right.
The truth as you know it, and then you put that word but in there, and then you say the situation like you'd like to see it. And sometimes...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well,
no, go ahead. Finish your statement.
One of the things that I think, you know, has been challenging for people is that we are all used to old school affirmations, and they've been very successful and still are successful. This is the heart of our mantra program, is really understanding perfect language and wanting to, you know, use that perfect language as much as possible. My business is growing. Things are working out. You know, it's great. The challenge, I think, is that what people haven't realized and what we've discovered with Train Your Brain based on all of the people we work with and the success they're having is that if you can make a shift to get yourself to feel better, it's not so important that the language is perfect like we used to think it was. So if I'm feeling terrible about my business or about my marketing skills, it's much better for me to affect change that gets me feeling better than to say something perfectly. So perfect language would be to say, I'm great at marketing. I'm a good marketer. But if that's not going to generate any positive emotion, then it's not going to be effective. So much better to say things like, I've never been good at marketing, but I'm getting better all the time. I have a history of being afraid of asking for money, but I'm getting more brave every day. And so better to use that imperfect language. Things are getting better, but I'm hopeful that things are getting better, but I'm willing to try, but I love that I love to learn. The more I learn, the better I'm getting at marketing. So all of those statements, if we quit telling that old story over and over and over again of I'm a bad marketer, you can never become a good marketer talking about what a bad marketer you are all the time. So it's very important that you must shift it somehow. You must make that shift and start talking about it in a way that can make you feel better about it. Does that make sense, Robbie?
It does. And that's what you mean when you say we need to start telling different stories.
Yeah, exactly. Because we all do it. One of my stories that I bust myself on all the time is the I'm so busy story. You know, gosh, I'm busy. How are you? Oh, I'm busy. Are you busy now? Yes, but I can still talk. Yes, I'm busy. I'm so busy, you know. And I catch myself all the time. This is really the core of our program, is getting your mind aware and catching yourself on what are those stories you're incessantly talking about. But the reality is, you cannot get rich by talking about how broke you are. It just doesn't happen. And you can't get peaceful and relaxed by talking about how busy you are. And so we all have to get better about just asking ourselves, is this the message I want to match? You know, I'm thinking this and I'm talking, I'm stressed about money. Is that the message I want to match? I'm stressed about my deadline. Is that the message I want to match? You know, because your brain is working perfectly for you, and it's going to stand at attention and go, aye, aye, Dana, what can I do for you? What are you thinking about? Because that's what I'm going to match up.
I want to talk about some of the specials you might have, because we're down to, you know, a little over 3 minutes only, and I want to be sure we get that in, and then we can go back, and I have a couple of other questions.
Oh, sure. You know, the best place for people to go if they want more information, I mean, obviously, the Train Your Brain books on Amazon and all of that, but if you go to Dana Wilde, my name, DanaWilde.biz, B-I-Z, we have a great free training there. That's my favorite price, free. you can watch the video training we have there, and it'll tell you everything you need to know to just start rocking and rolling with Train Your Brain right now.
I heard you say something, you have a Facebook page where you post something. What is that?
Yeah, Facebook.com. That's The Mind Aware. That's the name of my company, T-H-E, The Mind, M-I-N-D, like your brain, aware. Because really, that's the core. The more aware we can get, the easier it becomes to affect change.
Can you briefly explain the emotional scale?
Yeah, the emotional scale is a tool that we use to help you feel better in any moment. And so a lot of times when people are feeling fearful or upset, some happy, positive person wants to come up to them and say, hey, you know, you should be more positive because you bring about what you think about. Well, it's too far up the emotional scale for somebody who's feeling fearful to start walking around happy and appreciative and in bliss. And so what we do with the emotional scale is we help people eke their emotions over just one step at a time so they realize that you don't have to be blissed out and, you know, in ecstasy to have success. Really, if you can move yourself just incrementally and get to the point where you're feeling hopeful, from the place of feeling hopeful, good things can happen because you've created a resourceful brain at that point. When you're in fear and you're in worry and upset, your brain is constricted, and you can't get creative ideas. But just get yourself feeling hopeful, and it makes it much, much easier.
Dana, do you still do a radio show? And if you do, what is it, and when? How can they get in, tune into that?
Yeah, we're on hiatus right now, but we're coming up with season 3. And the best place to find that, we've got information on the DanaWilde.com website. So stay tuned.
What about teleseminars? Are you going to have some coming up, or...?
Yeah, we have a new one for direct sellers coming up. It's going to launch at the end of April, so that's coming up really fast. And again, DanaWilde.com, you'll see that under our free stuff tab as well.
Wow. I'm sure that you have changed so many lives with all this great knowledge. We were down to 60 seconds, so let's give them your website again and any last-minute tip that you would like to leave with our listeners.
Sure. The best website is DanaWilde.biz because you can get some free training there and you can really get to training your brain. And the parting shot I would say is really just go easy on yourself and just start paying attention. Get aware. Start paying attention to what you're thinking. And if you can do anything at all to make it a little softer and a little more gentle and talk nicer to yourself, you're on your way.
And it's Dana, D-A-N-A, and it's W-I-L-D-E.
That's right.
Right? Okay.
Yep, that's right. Thank you. And thanks for having me. I love your mission. You're doing great work, Robbie.
Well, thank you, and it was wonderful. I'm going to go get some of that free training myself. Thank
Yay.
You so much, and stay warm up in Minnesota.
Thank you. Send us some sunshine. That would be great.
Okay, we'll send you some Southern California. Thank you so much, and bye now.
Bye.